RSN Central.
Greenlight on.
With Dan Malecki.
Good afternoon to you, Dan Malecki.
Good afternoon, Gareth Hall.
We'll have a chat about a host of things on Green Light On today, and we'll pay tribute to one of the greats, a man that did so many wonderful things for the sport of harness racing, Max Agnew, who, Dan, sadly, we lost in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, look, grew up reading a lot of Max's book. He was Mr. Harness Racing, wasn't he? And we just got a message that he'd been sick recently. His health had deteriorated pretty quickly and he passed away this morning. So his son Scott passed on through Luke Humphreys to myself. So very sad to hear Max is passing. He'll be sorely missed. He was, a great name in harness racing journalism.
Yep, no doubt about that. Our thoughts with Max's family, Dan. But Jess Tubbs now joins us because she is a Group 1 winning trainer, a multiple Group 1 winning trainer these days. And Triple Eight was superb to take out the Victorian Harness Racing Club Caduceus Classic there at Group 1 level at Bendigo last start. And for mine, he's the horse to beat come the Kilmore Pacing Cup on a Friday night. Jess, welcome to Green Light On and RSN Central. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.
How is Triple Eight after that devastating performance at Bendigo?
Look, we've come back down to earth, I think, since then now, but come through the run super. Really happy with the way he's worked on, and yet we had a nice jog in preparation for tomorrow night, so hopefully it'll be all guns blazing.
Pretty exciting Saturday night for you, Jess. You're taking to the races two last start Group 1 winners. How does that sound?
Look, it's not something that we would have even dreamed of when we were starting, but what a pretty cool thing to be able to say. So, yeah, it will be nice to load them on the float, that's for sure.
Just with Triple Eight in the Pacing Cup, and you've mentioned this a few times, but why do you think, Jess, that he is a better horse this time around? And has he continued to get better after that Bendigo performance?
Look, he's trained on great. I think we've found here with a lot of the horses that their second prep at our property, they tend to come back a bit stronger and perform a bit better. We've got, a bit of a unique setup here with all the hills and the way the tracks work. And we think sometimes it just takes them a prep to sort of adjust to that. So coming back after the spell, he's really worked up beautifully this time in, and he's stronger and bigger. And, yeah, we're right with where we've got him coming into what's going to be a pretty exciting period of racing for everybody.
Just tell us about the property, because you've been there a short while now, but of course it takes a long time to get everything up and going, your track, your fencing, your stables, everything that goes with it. Based at Murnyong, how long have you been there, and have you got everything where you want it to be right now?
Look, I think no one that owns a farm ever has it quite the way they want it. Every time we tell each other, we'll just do this, this will be our last project, we always come up with something else that we've got our eye on. So we've been here 5.5 years now. Obviously came here with nothing really. We built the house, and the what's now the stables was an old hay shed that we've extended and fitted out. So you're right, it takes a lot of time and certainly a lot of money to get the property where you want it, but we've got a bit of a theory that you do things once and do them properly. So we like to, you know, save up until we've got the money to do things how we want, and we're pretty proud of where the farm's at now. Like you say, we've got the lovely fencing, and it's just a nice, safe place for the horses to live, and we've got options. They can come inside or go out in the paddock or go out in the really big paddocks. I really think that horses get a lot out of living with other horses and having time out on pasture to sort of, you know, be horses. I think it's great for their mental state, and that's why we've got a few different tracks here, different pathways to the track, so they're not doing exactly the same thing every day. It's good to keep them fresh.
Can you win the Kilmore Cup with Triple Eight? He's got a tricky draw to overcome, but you got the right man in the sulky.
Yeah, that's right. A bit of luck there to have a really good built-in driver like Greg. I think I've married well, but I don't see why he couldn't win with the right run. Depending on the tempo of the race, Greg will just have to decide how he wants to drive him, but it's such a special race to Greg after his dad Ross won it with Popular Port many years ago. So he was lucky enough to drive Soho Tribeca to the win. But I know that he'll be trying extra hard with Triple Eight to get the win there with one that we train ourselves.
I'm sure Greg would say he's married pretty well too, and I'd be more inclined to think that he's the one better off. But nonetheless, Jess, One horse that's really intrigued me, and I'm really interested to know what your thoughts have been of a horse that's emerged to me as a really nice horse called Better Eclipse. Did you think much of him a few months ago?
Greg always did. I didn't know too much about the horse before he landed at our stable, but I know Greg had his eye on him for a while, just as one that had caught his attention. And, look, you only have to see how long Greg spends brushing him every day to know that he obviously thinks pretty highly of him. We tend to work Triple Eight and Better Eclipse together, so I stick with Bart and Greg's got Jimmy. But, no, we're really proud of where he's come through. He's fitting well and really, yeah, surprising us every time he steps up. But he's certainly looking like he's got a lot of potential. So hopefully he can fulfil that.
And we'll get to see where he's at tomorrow in the Reg Withers, because American Deal, who dominated the Queensland Carnival, taking out the Derby, and a horse like Act Now going around in that contest. What about your Group 1 winning Queensland Oaks filly moments like these? She has to take on a horse like a Techie's Angel and Joanna. Is she ready to go first up from that little bit of a break, Jess?
She's come back great from her little break that she had after Queensland. She was probably a little flat in one of her trials that we weren't stoked with, but she's trained on really well since then and blossomed. And obviously the Oaks are in mind, and it's a pretty hot field tomorrow night, but she'll be out there doing her best as she always does.
Can't wait to see your team go around there tomorrow night at Kilmore. It's always a great night. Once again, it's so sad that we can't get out there, but Triple Eight, I think he's the horse to beat, Jess. Hopefully, I know that you don't punt, I don't think, but hopefully you text your boss at the Meadows, Ashley Baker, when the $21 came out for Triple Eight, which was just ridiculous. Anyway, missed it, but $21 Triple Eight when the Kilmore Pacing Cup Market came out with the tab, so hopefully someone got on at that price. But Jess, keep on kicking all of those goals. Well done, and thanks for your time here on RSN Central.
Thanks, guys. And Ash will be thrilled he got another mention. He does like to hear his name up in
life. Good on you, Jess.
See ya. Bye.
Dan Malecki, I need your staking plan for Kilmore Pacing Cup night, please.
Look, I've kept it relatively simple lately, and it seems to be working, Gareth. So two horses I've plucked out for the meeting at Kilmore tomorrow night. I like Blue Chip Delight, race one, horse number three. I reckon he's spot on third up. And he showed last week fit enough and tough enough. So race one, number three, let's go 50 each way. Now, there's no prices up for this, but last week, remember, we tipped So What? We had no idea what price it would be. They opened it up $6. Not as fortunate as the $101 and the odds-on chance that won the first at the Meadows last night, but still pretty good just the same.
Yes.
So race one, number three, Blue Chip Delight. And the other runner that I fancy at each way odds is Boots Electric. So they are stable mates, both from the Russell Jack stable. Race 5, number 10. And again, we'll go 50 each way on Boots Electric. They're my two suggestions on a terrific program.
I might just go 50 each way on a horse by the name of Triple Eight. I think it can win the Kilmore Pacing Cup. And I'll have something each way on Robin Royale in the Kilmore Trotting Cup, Dan.
Yep.
At a big price, like $17. It. Who wins the Kilmore Cup in your eyes?
Oh, look! Amazing Dream is the easy go-to horse. I like your thought process. Triple Eight's race fit, and that counts for a lot. Good to see General Dodge, but at the longer trip, is there a query in running out the trip? I think he'll be better for the run, coming back to a Victoria Cup, but there will be Victoria Cup spots on the line for the place getters here, I would imagine. I'll stick with the mare, but I like your thinking with Triple Eight.
Enjoy your day, and good calling at Melton, Dan. Great stuff, mate.
Thanks a lot, Gareth. You